Saguaro Cactus by Paul and Shirley Berquist. The Sonoran Desert is a small bit of land in the southwestern United States. The weather is hot and dry there for most of the year. It is a very difficult place for plants to grow. Yet, rising out of the desert sand and scrub brush is an amazing sight. The giant saguaro cactus. A saguaro can live as long as 200 years. It can grow to 50 feet tall, 15 meters, and weigh as much as 10 tons, 9 metric tons. That's the weight of 3 or 4 automobiles. From all over the desert, animals and birds walk, crawl, and fly to the saguaro. That's because a saguaro is much more than just a giant plant. It is the center of life for hundreds of creatures, including the tiny elf owl. Life for a new saguaro begins in the summer, when warm rains come to the desert. This is also when the bright red fruit of a full-grown cactus falls to the ground. For desert creatures, it is time to feast. The elf owl is only 5 inches long, 13 centimeters. It is the smallest owl in the world. The elf owl is only one of the many birds that find a safe, dry home inside the cool saguaro. Insects and birds feed on the sweet, juicy pulp of the saguaro's fruit. Mice and rabbits gobble up the soft, black seeds. By chance, a seed may stick to a mouse's paw or to a rabbit's ear. Perhaps the seed will travel with the animal to another place in the desert, and maybe it will fall to the ground and take root. The desert is a harsh place for young saguaros. Most cactus seedlings die in the blazing heat, but a few lucky plants take root in shady spots, safe from the burning sun. In the shadow of a mesquite tree, this 10-year-old saguaro is off to a good start. The saguaro grows very slowly. After 50 years, it stands only 10 feet tall, 3 meters. Every spring, lovely flowers appear. Each flower blooms for only one full day. On this day, birds, bats, and insects may come to drink the nectar. This is the sweet liquid inside a flower. As the creatures drink, bits of flower dust, called pollen, stick to their bodies. At the next flower, a bit of pollen might fall off and start a new cactus. The saguaro has long folds on its skin, called pleats. These pleats allow the cactus to stretch. As it takes in water, the saguaro grows fatter and fatter. A fully grown saguaro can stretch until it holds several thousand pounds of water. The saguaro's roots do not grow deep. They stay shallow to catch any bit of rainwater that drips through the ground. The roots spread out as much as 90 feet, 27.5 meters, forming the shape of a giant bowl. When there is no more nectar to drink, most of the creatures leave, but not the Gila woodpecker. With its long, sharp beak, the bird taps through the saguaro's tough skin to build a nest. Soon, the woodpecker has drilled a hole that reaches deep inside the cactus. The dark hole makes a cool nesting place for the woodpecker's family. Safely inside, the birds hunt and feast on insects that would otherwise harm the saguaro. A woodpecker family does not stay in the same nest for long. When the babies are ready to fly, the family moves on. Soon the family is tapping a new hole, either in that cactus or in another. As the woodpecker drills, a hard wall grows around the hole in the cactus's skin. This wall, called a boot, keeps the hole dry. It also keeps air from drying out the rest of the saguaro. Even after the cactus dies, the boot stays hard and strong. No wonder the people of the desert look for cactus boots to use as dishes and bowls. Old woodpecker nests do not stay empty. As soon as one kind of bird moves out, another moves in. Elf owls are among the first to take over. Unlike woodpeckers, however, these little owls may stay in the same hole for years. Other birds, such as this starling, follow close behind. High up in the spiny saguaro, the birds find a safe, cool place to raise their families. At 60 years of age, the cactus is almost 18 feet tall, 5.5 meters. Now, branches reach out from its sides like arms. There, white-winged doves build cozy nests. Red-tailed hawks and horned owls also find homes on the growing saguaro. Somehow, the sharp spines of the cactus do not get in their way. By the time it is 75 years old, the saguaro is nearly 50 feet tall, 15 meters, and teeming with life. It is more like a crowded village than a plant. Birds aren't the only creatures in search of a cool cactus home. Lizards, insects, and spiders also fill empty nest holes. The insects feed on the cactus. The lizards and spiders feed on the insects. Mule deer and other animals come to eat the tender plants that grow in the shade of the saguaro. Still other creatures, such as the ring-tailed cat, perch at the top. Up here, they stay safe from coyotes and are free to spy on small prey. Keen-eyed coyotes and bobcats hunt in the brush around the saguaro. Perhaps one of them will dine on a jackrabbit tonight. Coyotes are members of the dog family. Although they are excellent hunters, coyotes eat just about anything. Rabbits, gophers, rats, squirrels, reptiles, and insects are all food for coyotes. So are antelope, goats, and sheep. But when necessary, coyotes will even eat berries, melons, and beans. For 150 years or more, the saguaro provides an important habitat for many desert creatures. But in the end, old age and disease weaken the trunk of the great plant. When this happens, desert winds topple the dead plant to the ground. Creatures living in the saguaro must move to a new cactus home. After the saguaro dies, it is still necessary to desert life. Now the plant becomes a cool, shady home for creatures that live close to the desert floor. Among others, scorpions, rattlesnakes, and horned lizards come to the dead saguaro looking for food and shelter. Very, very slowly, the dead cactus decomposes or rots away. Over time, it will return to the earth. For now, though, animals such as this javelina drop by. Using all its strength, the javelina tears at the fallen cactus. Could a meal of tender young plants lie beneath it? But look! Just behind the javelina, a young, healthy saguaro is growing. Perhaps the javelina won't harm it. With a good deal of luck, the young saguaro will continue to grow upward and outward into a grand cactus. And if it succeeds, it too will one day become home to the many creatures of the Sonoran Desert. Beneath the cactus's tough, spiny skin are long wooden ribs. These ribs hold up the giant plant. For hundreds of years, they have been used by desert people for fences, roofs, and firewood. Javelinas are distant cousins of wild hogs. They have rough, grayish-black coats with silvery collars. Although javelinas feed mostly on roots, they sometimes prey on small animals.